by special recording, General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
Cowboy, ride that bronc. Who is it, Lone Ranger?
That's champion Bob Burrows. Watch him stay in that saddle.
Well, he sure makes it look easy.
Well, you know it isn't. Bronc busting is hard to do, harder to learn. Take Bob Burrows. I know he started riding as a youngster. He took his share of spills, but he kept at it.
And he kept in condition, including eating his Wheaties. In fact, now that Bob Burrows is a champion, he still eats Wheaties.
Plenty of practice, plenty of the right food. That's sound advice for anyone hoping to be a champion.
It sure is, Lone Ranger, because champions are made, not born. And there's a good solid reason why Wheaties can give you the energy to go a long, long way. It's this. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. A whole kernel of wheat, the cereal grain that's famous for energy. Champions are made, not born. Get on your way with Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
Late one afternoon, Joe Morgan entered Sam Tatum's gunsmith shop in Cottonwood City.
Howdy, Joe. What can I do for you?
Can you fix this gun for me, Sam?
This old Colt will take a lot of repairing, Joe. What happened to it?
Well, it was shot from my hand 10 years ago by a Lone Ranger.
Oh, yes, I remember.
That was when he captured me and sent me to prison.
Well, I reckon I can fix it. Take some new parts. But you haven't toted a gun since you got out of territorial prison.
I'm not going to tote one now. My son Speck's old enough to learn how to use a gun. I'm going to teach him.
Joe, you and the Hunter brothers were collecting lots of cash when that masked man caught up with you.
Crooked cash, stolen cash. It's no good, Sam. And I'm grateful to the Lone Ranger for teaching me that.
Grateful to him?
Yes.
For sending you to prison?
That's right. I learned a lesson. In the 2 years I've been out of prison, I've gone straight. I can look my son in the eye without a guilty conscience. You know we're doing first rate now, little spread. And with hard work, we'll do better. No, I wouldn't trade the peace and contentment I've had in the last 2 years for any amount of stolen money.
I'll fix your cold, Joe. Be ready in a couple hours if you'll be in town that long.
Well, I'm going over to the bank to talk to Jim Holliday about a loan. I'll come back here before I leave town.
Good. By that time, this old powder burner will be in firing condition again. Joe, have you ever heard from the Hunter brothers?
No, I don't want to.
Wonder what happened to them.
I heard they left the country after I was captured.
Those two were wanted a long time before you joined them, Joe. If they're caught, they'll spend the rest of their lives behind bars.
Well, maybe that's why they went to Mexico. Well, I'll see you later, Sam.
Joe Morgan didn't know that the Hunter brothers had recently entered the United States. At that moment, they were some distance south of Cottonwood City. A round-faced man named Elk was with them when they drew rein and dismounted behind the bank in Ball Rock at 10 o'clock that night. Elk spoke in a low voice.
The bank's dark. You should be able to force the lock on the door and be inside in no time.
Instead of replying, Brick Hunter took an iron bar from his saddlebag and strode to the back door of the bank. A few moments later, he whispered,
"Door's open. Elk, stand guard."
"Right.
Come on, Weeper. We'll go inside."
"Yeah. You fellas finished your part of the job in a hurry. Where's the cash?"
"In the safe."
"And it'll stay there."
"But I don't
open that safe if we worked all night."
"But we've traveled all this way."
"And we'll keep going."
"I never saw a safe yet that couldn't be opened. I'm going inside the bank myself and take a look at it."
"You'd be wasting time."
"Elk, but... Elk. Only one man I know who can open that vault."
"Who?"
"Joe Morgan. Cracked one just like it 10 years ago in Big Bend. We're heading for Morgan's ranch. We'll be back here tomorrow night, and Morgan will be with us. Come on.
Easy. Easy, steady, boy.
Get it. Come on. Get it."
Early the next morning, when the bank was opened, the broken lock was discovered. The banker, Jack Ransom, sent for Sheriff Hank Perkins.
"Someone forced the door open, Sheriff. What's more, they entered the bank and went to the vault."
"How much was stolen, Mr. Ransom?"
"Nothing."
"Huh?"
"I've already made a thorough investigation. Nothing was stolen."
"Then how do you know someone was at the vault?"
"These burnt matches were on the floor in front of the vault. I found them myself."
"Oh. Looks like your vault scared the critter, Mr. Ransom."
"Exactly, Sheriff. If every bank in the territory had a vault as good as ours, there'd be fewer robberies."
A short time later, in Cottonwood City, Jim Halliday was on his way to the bank when he met the Western Union operator. Jim opened the message the operator gave him and stopped in the sheriff's office to read it to Sheriff Kander.
"Jack Ransom figures he has the best safe in the whole doggone territory, Sheriff."
"What about the fellow who broke into the bank, Jim?"
"What do you mean?"
"Was he captured?"
"Ransom doesn't say whether he was or not. But that isn't why I stopped in to see you, Sheriff."
"What else is on your mind?"
"Joe Morgan stopped in at the bank yesterday. He wants a loan."
"Yeah, what for?"
"To make a few improvements on his ranch."
"Uh-huh."
"Sheriff, do you think Morgan's really reformed?"
"Yes, I do. And if the bank doesn't figure he's a good risk, I have some cash of my own saved up. I withdraw it and turn it over to him on bank terms."
"I just wanted your opinion before I made the loan."
"Well, you got my opinion."
"Yes, I sure have. And the bank will lend him the $2,000. Looks like you've another caller, Sheriff. A Redskin's dismounting in front of your office."
"It must be a stranger in town."
"He's riding a good horse."
"Yes. And I've seen that paint somewhere before."
"How, Sheriff Kander?"
"Howdy, Injun. What can I do?"
"Great day. Tonto." "Me not think you remember me."
"I didn't recognize you at first. It's been a long time since I've seen you."
"Plenty long."
"Say, Jim."
"Yeah?"
"Meet Tonto, the partner of the Lone Ranger."
"The Lone Ranger?"
"That's right. Tonto, this is Jim Halliday."
"How?"
"I'm mighty glad to meet you, Tonto."
"How's your mask, friend?"
"Him fine."
"Is he in town?"
"Him in camp in hills, outside town."
"What brings you two to these parts?"
"We hear Hunter brothers cross border."
"It was
3-4 days ago. Mask friend think maybe crooks come here."
"To Cottonwood City?"
"That right. Him think them look for Joe Morgan."
"But why would they look for Morgan?"
"Well, him plenty good cracksman."
"Sure, I'd forgotten that. Joe used to be able to open vaults or to stop any other crook."
"Too bad the men who tried to rob the bank in Ball Rock didn't know that."
"Huh? Who robbed bank in Ball Rock?"
"Well, nothing was stolen, Tonto. Somebody broke into the bank, looked at the vault, and decided it couldn't be opened."
"Oh.
Well, let the sheriff in Ball Rock worry about that. We've got the Hunter brothers to think about, Jim."
"Yeah.
Maybe Hunter brothers try to rob bank in Ball Rock."
"Eh? Gee, Tonto, how far from town are you camped?"
"Camp in hills, near Joe Morgan Ranch."
"Let's go there pronto. I want to talk to the Lone Ranger."
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Let's listen to a few seconds of a tune from one of those special Wheaties albums everybody's talking about. Ready?
Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, never will be fed. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, scared of coming down to get the night.
How's that for clear, crisp recording? Well, it's just a sample of what you get in these wonderful Wheaties albums. Each has 8 tunes, recorded on standard weight, 7-inch, 78 RPM record. But the most amazing part of it is this. You can get one of these fine Wheaties record albums for only 25 cents and a Wheaties box top. 4 big albums, playtime tunes, folk songs, old favorites, and popular tunes. Take your choice, or even get them all for your record collection. Look for directions on the back of the special Wheaties record offer box at your grocer's today. Now to continue. Joe Morgan was working on a fence some distance from his small ranch house when he saw his 15-year-old son approaching. The boy was riding double on a magnificent white stallion Joe recognized. Shading his eyes against the early morning sun, Joe saw that the other rider was masked.
Dad! Dad!
Whoa.
Dad, look who's here!
Easy, silly, big fella. How are you, Joe?
It's the Lone Ranger, Dad.
Mr. Lee, where'd you come from?
He came to the house looking for you, and when I saw his mask and his horse, I remembered what you said about him.
You recognized him from my description, huh, Spick?
Well, not exactly. I had to prove my identity before he accepted my mask, Joe.
What do you mean, prove it?
I had to show Spick a silver bullet.
He gave me one, Dad. Look.
Spick, you shouldn't have asked for a bullet.
He asked to see one, Joe. Giving it to him was my idea.
You remember how you smashed my gun with one of those silver bullets 10 years ago, mister?
Yes, I remember, Joe.
I had that gun fixed yesterday. Sam Tatum replaced the parts that were busted. Now the old Colt's back in fighting trim.
Speck showed it to me when I stopped at the ranch house.
Yes, I gave him the gun. One of these days, I'll teach him how to use it.
I wish we had some cartridges so I could load it.
Well, we'll get cartridges after you learn how to keep a weapon clean. Mister, what brings you to this part of the country?
The Hunter brothers.
Well, they're on the other side of the border.
No, they crossed the border 3 or 4 days ago.
You mean they're back in the USA?
Yes, Joe.
Well, they must be loco. If they're caught, they'll go to jail for keeps.
Then you haven't heard from them?
They wouldn't have any reason to get in touch with me, mister. But I'd sure like to know why they risk capture to come back to this country.
If I find out, I'll let you know. Well, Speck, shall I help you dismount?
Thanks, mister, but I don't need help.
It's about time you hit the ground, Speck.
Gosh, Dad, you can't blame me for wanting to stay in Silver Saddle.
No, I don't blame you a bit. Not many boys have a chance to ride Silver with the Lone Ranger.
I know it. Thanks, mister. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Speck. Easy city, big fella. I'm glad I finally met you.
And I'm downright proud to have met you.
Where are you going now, mister?
To camp. Tonto will likely be back from town by this time. He'll be waiting there for me. I may see you again, Joe.
Well, I hope so.
Adios and good luck.
Adios and thanks.
Montilla!
Bye.
Tonto was in camp when the Lone Ranger returned, and Sheriff Candor was with him. The lawman told how thieves had broken into the Bald Rock Bank.
Tonto told me you trailed the hunters to the vicinity of Bald Rock.
Yes, we lost their tracks a short distance from town.
Kimasabe.
Yes?
Me think hunters try rob bank.
You may be right. What kind of a vault is in the Bald Rock Bank, Sheriff?
Well, Jim Halliday gave me the telegram Banker Ransom sent him. Read the message, Missy. It describes the vault.
Oh, thanks.
Ransom advised Jim to buy the same kind of a vault. He figures it's burglar-proof.
Mm-hmm. The vault in the Bald Rock Bank is the same type as the one Joe Morgan opened in Big Bend 10 years ago.
But him, expert safecracker, Hunter Brothers, not able to open vault like that.
If you're right, Tonto, if the Hunter Brothers did break into the Bald Rock Bank and left without opening the vault...
That mean them need cracksmen.
Yes, they may try to persuade Joe Morgan to join them again.
Gee, that's mighty logical reasoning.
I've already told Morgan that the Hunters crossed the border... But he better be warned. Easy city, big fellow. I'll go back to his place.
Tonto, I'll go with you.
Easy, fella.
Come on, sir.
Let's go.
Oh, there. The Hunter brothers had drawn rein behind Joe Morgan's ranch house a short time after the Lone Ranger left. After concealing their horses in the barn, they entered the small house.
Nobody here. Come on, we'll wait.
Joe and Speck found them there a few minutes later.
Hey. Speck. Brick Weaver.
Glad to see you remember us, Joe. Who's the youngster?
My son.
Dad, are these fellows friends of yours?
No, son. No.
That's no way to talk about old pals, Joe. Meet our partner, Elk.
Howdy.
You'd better clear out of here.
We're staying long enough to get a meal. Then we'll leave.
But you'll leave with us, Joe.
You're loco. We need your help. For what?
To open the vault in the Bald Rock Bank. It's the same kind as the one you busted open in Big Bend for us 10 years ago.
My dad's no crook.
He rode the outlaw trail with my brother and me for a year before the law caught him.
He was our cracksman.
Does that surprise you, youngster?
No, it doesn't surprise him. I told him all about you polecats and the mistake I made joining you. Now, if you're smart, you'll head for the border. You were safe in Mexico.
What makes you think we're not safe here?
The Lone Ranger's looking for you, and he'll catch you, too.
What are you talking about, boy?
It's true. He was here a little while ago asking about you.
Where is he now?
Speak up! How do we know where he is?
We'll have to move fast if that masked man's on our trail, Brick.
Joe... We want a meal. Then you're riding with us to Bald Rock. After we get the cash from the bank, we'll go back across the border.
You'd better find someone else to open the safe.
We don't need anyone else. You'll do the job.
I wouldn't turn crook again for any amount of cash.
You'll do it for your youngster. We'll take him with us. If you do as we say, he'll not be hurt.
So that's it.
Don't do it, Dad.
Shut up.
What about it, Joe?
You... Dirty polecat.
Yes or no?
You want to save the boy, don't you?
All right. You win.
Dad, don't do it.
He's being smart, Speck. But we'll not take a chance on him double-crossing us. Search Joe for a gun, Weaver.
Right.
I'm not armed.
Yeah, I reckon he's telling the truth, Brick.
There's a gun on the table.
That's my gun.
It isn't loaded.
I'll see for myself.
I told you it was empty.
Yeah, you're right.
Anderson.
Rider's heading this way.
Look out the window, Weaver. See who it is.
Right.
Stay where you are, Joe. You and the boy are covered. So don't try yelling for help.
Brick, it's a masked man.
The Lone Ranger.
An Injun and a fellow wearing a lawman's badge are with him.
What do we do, Brick?
Shall I let him have it?
Not unless we have to.
I can gun him easy from here.
Don't be loco, Weaver. So far, the law doesn't have a murder rap against us.
But this is a chance to kill the Lone Ranger.
I said hold it.
Why? If they find us,
they won't. We'll go into the bedroom, take the youngster with us. Unless you get rid of those three pronto, Joe, we'll let the boy have it.
He'll be in here right away.
We'll go into the bedroom. Come on, Speck. Oh. And remember, keep your mouth shut unless you want to see your dad stop a bullet.
On his way to the bedroom, Speck passed the table where Elk had left his father's colt. He picked up the empty gun.
Leave that gun where it is, boy.
Let him have the old powder burner, Weaver. It's not loaded.
All right, youngster. Keep the gun, but hustle into the bedroom.
Do as they say, Speck.
All right, Dad.
You leave the door open a crack so we can hear what's going on.
Inside the bedroom, the three outlaws stood at the partially open door. Weaver and Elk had holstered their guns, but Brick's weapon was leveled at Joe Morgan's back. Standing behind them, Speck held his father's Colt, wishing desperately for cartridges with which to load it. He heard Brick whisper...
That's the Lone Ranger.
It was the first time Brick, Weaver, or Elk had seen the masked man. They stared fixedly at the famous manhunter, ignoring the boy behind them.
I've heard he uses silver bullets in his guns.
I'd like to know where he gets them.
Silver bullets. Speck remembered the silver bullet the Lone Ranger had given him. He reached into his pocket, his fingers closed on the cartridge. With their backs turned to him, the outlaws didn't see Speck take the bullet from his pocket and place it in the gun.
See, the other brothers may try to persuade you to join them again, Joe.
Listen, he's figured out our plan.
I don't think the hunters are that local, but...
If they need a good tracksman, Joe, they'll probably come to you.
No!
As the sheriff spoke, Speck fired his father's Colt. The silver bullet struck Brick with such force that he was thrown against the door, closing it. Weaver and Elk whirled to face Speck.
Get your hands up.
I'll kill you for that.
Look out, Weaver, that gun's loaded.
Yeah, and I'll shoot you two just like I shot your pal.
I'll take that chance.
As Weaver grabbed for his gun, the bedroom door opened. The Lone Ranger rushed into the room. A silver bullet from the masked man's gun struck Weaver's arm an instant before the outlaw fired.
Don't shoot me! Don't shoot! I'll not go for a gun.
The sudden turn of events left the slow-witted Elk frightened and uncertain. He raised his hands to shoulder level.
Keep your hands where they are.
Me take guns.
Speck, are you hurt?
No, Dad. Weaver shot missed me.
That little coyote. Somehow he got a loaded gun. He shot Brick. Oh.
Speck, is that true? Did you shoot Brick?
I shot him, Dad.
It's a shoulder wound, Joe. The poor cat will live to go on trial.
I thought he was dead.
As soon as you two are tied, we'll take care of his wound. Good work, Speck.
Thanks, mister.
But, well, I don't survey. Speck, how'd you get a loaded gun?
I used yours, Dad.
But it was empty.
I loaded it with the silver bullet the Lone Ranger gave me.
You mean you had only one bullet in that gun?
That's right.
He was bluffing us, Weaver.
And you fell for the bluff.
Adios, friends.
Adios.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the sheriff left the ranch with the three prisoners. Joe and Speck stood in front of the house, watching them ride away.
Dad, did you hear the masked man say we earned a reward for the capture of those crooks?
You earned the reward, son. And I'm downright proud of you. You know, when my old Colt was smashed by a silver bullet, I never figured the day would come when it would fire another one.
It never would have if I hadn't met the Lone Ranger.
When Bill's at bat, the kids all shout, "You can't strike that slugger out." He gets a hit because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's stealing his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Kids, every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. Cheerios, remember, is made from oats, yet needs no cooking. Eat Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. Then you'll hear people say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
A copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen.